the line, ladies and gentlemen. I believe he's going to run for governor, too. The mayor of Bridgeport, Joe Ganim. Mr. Mayor, good morning, good morning.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good, Mr. Mayor, how are you?
How are you?
Really good, really good. Sunshine, no snow today, which means we're saving money on the budget. Kids can get to school and people can get to work, so it's a good day in Bridgeport, and I think a good day in Connecticut.
Mayor, it's interesting you bring this up, and our guest is the mayor of Bridgeport, Mayor Joe Ganim, and our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair. You know, you've got to put together a storm budget each year. Hopefully you have some money left in the storm budget, do you?
Yeah, I think the good news is we had a kind of a pretty softer, milder first part of the winter with the snow. Last couple of days have, you know, taken a little hit on this thing, but I think we're okay. You know, the real news for us, or the real situation, is we had a challenging budget last year, and we put together, climbed back from what I got, which was a pretty bad handover of a bad budget. So we built that back. I think we've done a good job with some difficult decisions to put together a really good budget. So I'm not worried about the storm budget. We'll get through it, but hopefully we don't get any more snow.
Mayor Ganim, I tell you, it is really something. The people of Bridgeport, but you've done a lot down there too. You've done a lot, but the people of Bridgeport really, really do support you. And I know you've probably been asked 100 times already, but you would consider running for governor, wouldn't you?
Yeah, the people of Bridgeport have been so helpful in one, allowing me over the past year not just to get back and have the honor of serving again as mayor of Bridgeport, the state's largest city, but been supportive of the difficult decisions that we had to make together over the past year or so. So I'm working hard, but I'm energized, and as I said, I'm honored to serve. I don't know what the future holds. I mean, I'm really into, if you don't mind me using just terms like that, into this job. And there's so many exciting things that are happening in Bridgeport. We've got downtown development going. Steel Point continues to move. I think we've stabilized the budget situation. We've almost added 100 police officers to the Bridgeport Police Department. Our sports and entertainment complex are going. So I'm excited about it. But look, I mean, we're inextricably tied, as every city and town is in a big city like Bridgeport, to what happens on a state level. And I'm certainly interested and concerned at what happens on a state level in the future. So I keep an eye on that. Of course I do. And what may happen in the future, I don't know. But right now I'm focused here. And if I move this with the help of so many people, if I'm able to kind of, as mayor, help move this city and continue to make it a better place to live and work, that's my goal right now.
So, Mayor, along those lines, the governor, as we all know, introduced his budget last week. How much of an impact would it have if it were passed intact on Bridgeport?
There's a lot of impact, or a major impact, I should say, on Bridgeport and, of course, on every city and town. What I do like about the budget is the intent of it, and hopefully the results, will be the somewhat reshuffling with a recognition of the challenges, the financial challenges and burdens that cities like Bridgeport, Hartford, Waterbury, New Haven shoulder for our regions with the center of services, whether it's courthouses and hospitals and others, and the lack of, I don't say lack of taxable property, but the amount of non-taxable property because of their status as state or nonprofits. So it says, hey, wait a minute, guys, if we're going to survive as a state, survive might be a strong word, but if we're going to survive as a state, I think with the type of economy that we want, our cities have to be the engines that drive our regions and ultimately drive the state economy. And so we need to invest in them so that cities can thrive in a way that they do that, create jobs. And high taxes. There's no major city that I've mentioned and others that I haven't mentioned that don't suffer from a disadvantage of having some of the highest mill rates or taxes, and Bridgeport's one of them. So what this budget says, in my view, in some ways, is, hey, wait a minute, we got to recognize this. We've got to support the cities who burden the social services and all the things that, you know, are part of Connecticut, and equalize or level the playing field so that they can begin to thrive more or thrive better. And so I like that. I will say this, and the other piece of it is on education, where Bridgeport, in many ways, in not a positive light, has been made even more visible or a poster child for underfunding, and where inequity is demonstrated, at least through this court case. So I hope on those two fronts, saying, hey, wait a minute, let's level the playing field for cities so they can hire cops, so they can keep their cities, invest in infrastructure, so they can keep their mill rates competitive, and invest so we have equalized quality education in all of our cities and towns, is hopefully will be the result as it comes out of the General Assembly.
Now, you really took the bull by the horns on the police officers. I mean, you said you were going to have them, and by gosh, you hired them. And this is something that I think many of the towns have got to do. They really do.
You have to do it. You have to have your, especially in cities, where you start, you know, with kind of a handicap. People say, wait a minute, is that cities are always viewed as places that are more challenging for public safety. So you got to have it. Wait a minute, not only do you have enough, we have to have enough, and we have to be visible, and it's got to not just be, because statistically, statistics are great, but the feeling sometimes, or the perception, is a critical element. And we have in downtown is so safe, but yet, you know, people always think, gee, downtown cities, you know, is that, and they dot, 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 question mark in their head. So it's important. I made a commitment, and we're in the second class of at least three, possibly four, that will add between 100 and 120 new police officers, which is a major impact.
Wow.
on our city, and we'll send a powerful message out to our neighborhoods.
Mayor, how do you get the towns on board to buy into this approach to the cities?
I think the cities have got to be vocal, you know, have the type of dialogue we're having this morning, which I greatly appreciate as one mayor, but we've also got to, in that, demonstrate that we are good shepherds or good leaders of the funds that are directed, because as we're partners, we got to look and say, look, in Bridgeport, here's what we did. We took over a $20 million budget deficit within a year. We made tough decisions. We're not just hiring, we're laying off, unfortunately. I'm not saying laying off is a good thing, but we're doing more with less, and we're reallocating to police officers and firefighters, and we're allocating money in the areas that will do what was intended. In this case, I've got to show that we're delivering services, we're creating jobs, and we're holding the line, if not, hopefully, or reducing the tax burden so that this type of reshuffling the deck in a positive way has a positive impact. So that people start looking at our cities and saying, you know what? We are really partners with cities, suburbs, surrounding. We're all in this together, and Bridgeport thrives. Hartford, Waterbury, New Haven are thriving even better. And this is better for our state and produces a better result. So I think we've got to do our job, but we've got to do our part. And the mayors I know that are leading our cities now are well positioned and very able and capable of doing that.
Mayor Ganim, thank you so much for sharing some time with our listeners, and I know that we will have an opportunity to talk again.
Thanks, Mayor.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you guys so much. All the best.
Take care.
You bet.